Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
He outgrew the pirate ship almost a solid year ago.
Wow.
He has a regular queen size bed that little prince.
A queen at five?
A queen,
wow.
5 year old.
Oh my God. I had a trundle bed until I was 16.
They made me sleep in a drawer.
Calm down.
He has nice a queen. Being an O'Mara.
Okay, so there he goes again. He's tweaking me. He's tweaking me right now,
good
you little
day for
bastard.
It. Good day for it.
Yeah, really good day for me to quit. Rob gave me a nice
I gave you a heart.
You did? Oh, yes. I didn't see your heart. Yeah. All right, anyway.
I gave you an enlarged heart.
Well, we share
it's a
that.
Special emoji that only I have on Facebook.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Apologies to those of you who stream the show live on YouTube. We've had some technical issues today
that we were
working through.
You know how she gets.
We also got a late start. So for those of you that hang on the beginning of this program, sometimes it happens. And
you'll see it on YouTube.
When you do 6 shows a week, that's the way it goes. But sorry about that. I also must say that today when I came in, it seems like the week of technical glitches on my end, as the Apple Corporation, sometimes too smart for its own good, certainly smarter than I am, and it takes me a while to do things. I don't understand why when I try to send a recording from my phone to my email, it takes 7 hours to do that. Why that is, finally when I send it to Rob and Rob sends it back to me and it takes 1 second, then all the ones that I sent earlier show up miraculously.
It's almost like your email box goes, huh?
Yeah, well, and it makes me almost want to smash all the equipment that I have.
Have you tried to airdrop from your machine to machine?
What's that?
Airdropping.
I don't like
airdrop.
Airdrop.
I wouldn't touch.
It'll
airdrop
change
is the biggest
life.
Cluster F
It'll
in the world.
Your life, Mike.
Know what? Perhaps a tutorial when you come down
absolutely.
Here for airdrop. Let me explain
boom,
why
there it is.
I recorded. I recorded in the middle of the night. Last night, Mrs. O'Mara and my young son turned in probably around, 8 o'clock, 8:15 early. My son, because I erred in putting on Ghostbusters for him right before bed, was scared and did not want to sleep alone.
Old and school really, Ghostbusters or lady Ghostbusters?
It's the cartoon Ghostbusters.
Oh, okay. All right.
So it's a cartoon, and I thought it would be okay, but you got to monitor what your kids watch.
Sure.
Slimer. Because he's 5, and sometimes
Onion
he's
head.
Such a little man, you forget that he is 5. You completely forget that he's 5 years old. So I didn't really anticipate, he whines occasionally about going to bed every night, so it's not a big deal. This lasted and lasted, and finally, mom relented and said, you know what, I'll sleep in his bedroom tonight, I'll sleep in the bed with him, and he was happy, and he went blissfully to sleep, and then she crawled in there with him later on, leaving me in the marital bed, in the bedroom, by myself, which was fine, because now I didn't have to wear headphones, and I could watch my TV content, and I popped on a little movie, Wolf of Wall Street, an oldie but goodie, that is a movie that she does not, I don't understand why, but she's not a really big fan.
I would say
classic chick flick.
It is not the best movie to watch with your spouse. Mike,
right.
I'm curious, do Carla's feet dangle out of the pirate ship when she's sleeping in Michael's bed?
He no longer has a pirate ship and hasn't for quite some time. He outgrew the pirate ship almost a solid year ago.
Wow.
He has a regular queen size bed that little
queen
prince.
A queen at 5?
A queen,
wow.
5 year old.
Oh my God. I had a trundle bed until I was 16.
They made me sleep in a drawer.
Calm down.
Must
he
be
has
nice
a queen.
Being an O'Mara.
Okay, so there he goes again. He's tweaking me. He's tweaking me right now.
Good
you little
day for
bastard.
It. Good day for it.
Yeah, really good day for me to quit. Why are you dressed up today? Who's coming in?
Oh, we got a VIP.
You told me before.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Here's the thing. We have a queen because that's our guest room, as well as his.
Oh, it makes sense.
Makes dual purpose.
So we have a queen. It's a dual purpose. Mm. That's why we put it in. But it's hysterical to put his little body in this giant bed every night. But that's why mom can go in there and sleep with him, and it's no problem for her.
When Robert was his age, we had one of those beds that was like a loft bed with a desk under it.
Mm-hmm.
And when he finally outgrew that, we had to disassemble it. We couldn't give it away because we found out Robert, as a boy, was chewing on the bed. And most of the headboard was gone.
This sleeping arrangement that we have. Thank you. Okay, can we move past that, please?
So
I'm trying desperately to bring this, to set this up without the bad behavior.
Okay.
This is what happens when I put a nice email out there, a nice
Things
post.
Things get
this
ruined.
Yeah, ruined.
This is
ruined.
Like everybody ruined. Should just shut up for a minute, all right? I want to set this up because I've talked about it for a while, and I have to be careful because the subject is a tad delicate, all right? Why it's delicate is because I've talked for years and years about my relationship with our pug, Beluga. And Beluga is already at the far end of his lifespan, all right? He has very bad hearing, if any hearing at all, and very bad eyesight, if not totally blind. So that's Beluga. I have talked about this. Now, I've also mentioned that a while back, Mrs. O'Mara brought the pug into the marital bedroom to and over the last 2 to 3 nights, there's been a problem. I wake up at about 3:45 in the morning to take a winky tink.
Sure.
And when I come back, I'm trying to get back to sleep. Now, I should point out that the I don't know what it is. I don't know whether it's his aging or what, but I'd like to talk, if I may, about the sleep habits of a pug. Because the pug has usually some very, very interesting sleep habits, and they are such that I try to do my very best to get back to I'm trying to do my best to get back to sleep, but unfortunately, sometimes that is not always an easy thing to do because you wonder.
You have this nightmare. Sleeping with you?
No, he's in the little doggy bed at the foot of the bed. Now you hear there's a break in the action here. I think. No, I guess not. Not at this point.
So he's not actually in the bed. He's in a dog bed near the bed.
That's enough to disturb your slumber.
Oh, and more than enough.
This is 4 o'clock in the morning, and. And I am trying to. Can you hear that? Okay.
Is Mike. This is a problem.
Yeah.
Big. How long has he been snoring like this?
It's getting worse with his age. I'm hanging now. Now, when I started to record the first recording I did, he did that. He went through his apnea phase where he's not breathing at all.
Do they make little masks for pugs?
He got back into the. And it's 4 o'clock in the morning. I am literally trying to get back to sleep. And this is in our bedroom. This is the dog.
Oh my God.
This is the dog that is the size of a large loaf of bread.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is his sleep pattern that. And then, you know, and by the way, sleeps during the day.
Yeah.
Sleeps at lunchtime. Sleeps all night through the night. No matter what.
Is there any portion of the day when Beluga has like any burst of energy? Like, is he a good
dinner?
So like 5-6 o'clock. That's the best time.
Dinner where he will run into the kitchen where mom's making food and he will go, "Hey, hey," like that, not seeing or hearing anything.
Right.
Like, now look, you know the history of this dog. That the dog loves Carla, doesn't love me. I'm fine with that. He's still part of the family, and it's sad that he's at the end of his life.
But
last night, in the middle of the night, this is exactly what happens. I said, "This is so bad that I have to record this." Now the phone is out in the living room. I'm going out to get the phone. I creep back in, and he is sawing wood like this, and I hit record. Silent.
Of course.
There's light on the phone. I turn the light and his eyes are open. And I look at him and I go, you did this with your padding across the floor. You don't make the sounds that have ruined my life when I want you to. You stop. And his eyes are open as though he's like, I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to get material for your show. But no, I finally got it. This is the second recording, okay? Let's listen to this one, see how this one goes. This is Beluga at 4 o'clock in the morning and the breathing cycle of... Do you hear that? Beluga.
You know what's so wild? It sounds so human.
That this is, if you would have said this is Carla, right. I would have bought in.
Yeah.
I would have been like, well, she looks like she's really fit. This doesn't sound like someone that has sleep apnea.
Actually, no, this sounds like a larger man and the recording has been slowed down is what it really sounds like.
So this, I have to tell Carla, I want him out in the living room.
You got to excommunicate Beluga.
Yeah, he's got to leave.
To a common area outside your bedroom.
Well, the problem is he's incontinent now. And when he wakes up in the morning, if he is not taken out within 2 minutes, he will poop on the floor.
Oh.
And there will be a little oversized baby Ruth on the floor.
What about a Breathe Right strip?
No.
Or just some masking tape?
No, one Breathe Right would go right across his face.
That's the mellow sleep. That's the first recording. This is recording number 9. I recorded him 9 times. This is the one here that's a really good one. Let me get this one.
Wow.
Oh, I love this. If this was not Beluga, this would be cute. If it was another dog.
Well, it's not. It's cute as I'm trying desperately to get some sleep here.
I'm trying to put myself in your shoes.
I wonder if I play them both at the same time.
Dueling Beluga
stars. Oh, I like that. Wall of Beluga.
Yeah, I'm playing them both at the same time.
If I walked in and I saw Santos.
Let's see. Hold it quiet for a second. Yes. Let me play them both at the same time. Here we go. Let's just listen.
This is just like the Beatles album that was layered.
It's the same rhythm.
It's Beluga number 9.
Look at the pattern. It's exactly the same.
They line up.
You know why that is? Because if it was funnier, they'd be doing it at different times, and it would sound like it's not one recording. But it's Beluga. Do you understand that?
Even
it's
post-production.
Beluga. He'll F me. He'll F me any way he can.
He's sabotaging you. Even in post-production.
It sounds good when I play both of them, to be honest with you. Yeah.
Rob, does your dog snore?
No. No.
Yeah, if Santo snored, it would be cute, but I wouldn't be able to sleep with him in the same room.
What I do like is sometimes he will dream and like exhale and go like, like that, but
that.
Nothing consistent.
You can hear that on here. Yeah. You can hear that occasionally. That's it.
I like this as my ringtone.
I'm going to start them both at the beginning again.
You know,
it's
you
so
could sell
fun.
This to Todd, but it would be brown noise.
We take you. We take you to 4 o'clock in the morning in the O'Mara bedroom. Hi, everybody. Hi. Why is Mike in a nasty mood on Wednesday morning? I can't possibly figure out why when he's trying to get a reasonable amount of his last 2 hours of sleep at 4 o'clock in the morning. There's really no... Hey, Carla, I'm wondering, I know you want to pamper your little angel, and I'm just kind of curious why you want to pamper him at the 3 hours of the morning.
Mike, you could also repurpose the sound. You know, we found out yesterday...
What's that, Rob? I can't hear
you. I say you could repurpose the sound.
Yeah,
we found out yesterday that the gopher in Caddyshack was actually a dolphin. So what you do is you roll this in the back and you say, "Yeah, I'm calling you from the sawmill.
Right.
How
right.
many 5x8s do you need? 2x4s and some planks."
I'm Mike O'Mara for the new Pug CPAP machine, ladies and gentlemen.
Funny. Do you, Mike? Has your wife heard this?
No, she hasn't heard this yet.
Maybe
I played up. I played like 30 seconds.
She's okay.
I don't have time. I've got to get Mike ready for this. Bye. Bye. See you later, Megan. Take care. All right. Have a great day. Megan
We
Markle.
Have more snores for Miss Markle to hear.
I think we've got the one last hurrah here, and then we're done with
Do
it.
Do you
here
think the Chinese emperors dealt with this?
Sorry, Oscar. I'm having trouble
hearing
you.
Did the Chinese emperors deal with this when it, thousands of years ago, when all the pugs were supposed to warm the beds, and they walked into an echo chamber of just all the pugs snoring?
The now, listen, bed the fact is warm, but it sounds like a chopstick factory.
He's not going to be with us for a lot longer.
No, but he will because he's Beluga.
Right, and he is a member of the... Well, he's outlived, you know.
Well, every actuary table... Yeah. He should be in the dirt.
Yeah.
Right. He's doing fine. And that's, by the way, that's the fan on him. Thank you very much.
You got a full-fledged airport with your mask going on.
Yeah, you really do.
That's wonderful. So my mask was off at this point. I couldn't, record him and do that.
What?
By the way, the first two times I tried to record him, he went silent. As though he said, I'm asleep, but I know you're trying to get something out of
don't
me.
That dog is a dick.
Don't ask with me,
I don't
Mike.
Like Beluga. But he's also part of the family, and you have to honor that. He is part of the family.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I got members of my family that are assholes. I just don't talk to them.
But I won't explore the fantasies that I have. I won't share those with you now because that
they're
would,
not
I
fantasies.
Would take, Mike, I would take some heat if I
you
did
are.
That.
This is. I just. You know, you've actually discussed the show on there. I think a few years ago. Chrisley Knows Best or Chrisley Knows Best. Whatever
yes,
it's called.
Yeah. Right. He's the real estate agent in Atlanta.
You just described Beluga, how he describes his son who's in rehab. Like they'll mention him.
I
in
have
passing.
A son that I don't like, and he's not on the show. But I've got other kids.
Yeah, we still love him, but he just can't come to Christmas.
Essentially, he didn't sign a release for him, and so he will not be in the holiday episode.
It is
pixelated his face.
It is so tragic.
It's
the
really
way
sad.
That they address it. I'm like, oh man, that's heartbreaking. But he's like, but we gotta move on with our lives. He will find his path.
Would you be interested in hearing the fantasy that I do occasionally engage?
And Mike,
in?
Let's I not. Engage, you know yes. what? I think if you call it a fantasy, Please. It's giving it too much. Let's just call it a possibility.
Well, no, it's not. No, that's making it worse.
Is
calling it?
It
a possibility.
Okay. I've got a dog who snores.
He's kind of part of the family. I want him to die, but I can't tell my wife that.
He's on the website, not
so
the
I
show.
Tell my friends at the office.
That's right.
I don't want him to die. The dream scenario I had would be, what if she walked in and there I am on the floor with a face cloth filled with chloroform? I'm sitting there. No, it would never happen. Hey, why don't you cue the other one too? We can do it that way.
Have you thought of putting some Vaseline inside his nostrils to clear up?
Oh, that
whatever's
won't do it.
Happening?
That'll actually just block no. more.
Really?
Yeah, that would, yeah, and it's actually snoring is a throat issue. Remember,
you've never put Vaseline in your nostrils?
No, I mean not for snoring.
Oh, it helps clear your sinuses up.
Really?
Yes.
But you remember, I think snoring is mostly caused, as I was told by my doctor, by a fat throat. You see, we've got a son. He's got a fat throat, so we don't put him on the show.
By the way, I'm in the third season of Baskets.
Yes.
And it's completely derailed.
It really Maybe I could combine it with our favorite romantic
Sounds
song
like Dale.
That we play. You know, which is...
Going down the rodeo. Name's Dale Baskets. I'm suing my mom.
Thank you, Chip.
She's bought too many fireworks at the Rodeo Opera.
Oh, the fireworks.
I'd like to send this out to Carla and Beluga, WABA.
I don't believe in superstars, organic food, and foreign cars.
We are the weirdest show in America.
I don't believe the price of gold, the certainty
I love this beautiful song?
It is.
That right is right.
This is the Beluga mix.
It's a mashup. Kids call it a mashup.
I hope the snoring's not too loud.
No, it's
right on.
It's so
hope
great.
It's not keeping anybody up.
It is always best, but I believe in love. I believe in baby.
Oh my God, Mike.
I believe.
All right, I'm done. That's
no,
it. I'm
Mike,
sorry.
What you've created is this.
Beauty.
All right.
That is a long-lasting piece of sound, as you can put it in any soundboard in America when there's
yes.
a topic that's boring you.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Boom.
I'll keep it. I'll keep
that
it.
That is
Absolutely.
A 10 out of 10 snore.
Which is better, right. 8 or 9? They're both great.
9 is probably better. Please please welcome Gary Stein.
Oh, my God.
We had to cancel the podcast because Tony got a job on with Donnie Simpson.
Okay, we're done with that. That's all I wanted to share with you. Tony,
well, considering you dealt with that, I must say you look refreshed.
Oh, I've never felt better.
That's the D. God damn it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I moved here a couple of years ago from Ireland, and
I love your Irish restaurants over here. They're so authentic, you know? I'm a big fan of the quesadillas. Really just remind me of home, you know? I was in one of these restaurants not so long ago. I saw this on the menu. Irish nachos. Fantastic. While I'm at it, why don't I try some of that famous Canadian sushi? Here's the thing, I like Irish food, I like Mexican food. Just advertise the place so I know what to expect, you know? Like, do you like stew and fajitas? Well, come on down to Taco Flanagan's.
Free
tequila
close.
Shot with your shepherd's pie. I used to work at a bar in Manhattan, and one time I was serving this guy, and he said to me, what's the least amount of wings I can get? None.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, the Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends. We are a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who, I got to tell you something, I never fail to be amazed by how supportive and wonderful they are. We love you, and if you're a first-timer, sit back, enjoy the program. If you've been here for a while, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word about TMOS. From Clovis, California to Boyce, Virginia, we got Auburn, Washington, Cleveland, Ohio, Punta Gorda, Florida, and let me see, Pentagon, British Columbia, Canada. That's the ones we started yesterday.
That's cool.
We're going to give them all a couple of days. Everybody gets at least 2 to 3 days, we appreciate
that. It's mike@mikeomaraShow.com.
Exactly.
Yeah, there are the towns coming up that
we
have. I've got those here.
Teaser. Look at that.
And,
lots of New Jerseys.
We've got some international flavor on it, too. One international location along all the American cities that we have here. So we're delighted to have you with us. We're on now, and our show brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Something to consider from Cornerstone First Financial. Economic uncertainty all around the globe has resulted in mortgage interest rates that are at their lowest level in years. Now is the time to take out cash for any reason. Why not pay off that holiday debt now that rates are down and home values are up nationwide? Cornerstone First Financial offers a free float down. So
love
if rates
this.
Continue to drop, while they process your loan, you still get the lower rate. That's awesome. How about that? Isn't that something? Yeah, it is something. You can refi now and skip your February payment. And since HELOC, those are home equity lines of credit, are no longer tax deductible in the new tax plan, you can refi and save hundreds of dollars every month and pay off those bills. Tap into your equity and start 2019 with it. How many pieces of information are we going to give people in this commercial?
It's all very important.
I think that it's all very good, and I'm letting them know every single thing they offer in one commercial.
Yes.
I'd just like to do maybe one a commercial.
Probably address this offline.
Plus, you're working with friends of TMOS. We love Cornerstone First Financial. We got HELOC. We got takedowns. We got they've got everything there.
Yeah.
Okay,
they will
good
treat
people.
You right. Yes,
there's a process to cover this before the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know. Plus, you're it's just one of those days. I didn't have to. You know, hold on a second. Bear with me. Bear with me, Rob. Sorry. But it's a lot.
I understand.
It's a real lot for our entire relationship. It's always too much. Always has been too much.
Not just with the advertisers, with everyone you're saying.
That's right.
Abbondanza. Plus, you're working with friends of TMOS. We love Cornerstone First Financial. Licensed in, we love them. I do. I legitimately love them.
Yes.
I just there's a lot
you're
of
mad
financial
at the copy.
Information.
You're mad at the copy.
Mad
not
at the,
I'm
mad
very
at the
mad. I'm extremely mad. I've been mad at the copy for. I always stumble on it because there's a lot.
Mm.
There's HELOC. There's there's what is the other thing? Let me see.
Float down.
Free
float down.
Yeah, I'm glad you know it. Click their banner on our website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing.
Yes.
This is a 3-minute commercial that I just read here.
Okay, I
That's
agree with
is.
You,
I'm
but
sorry,
there's
I'm
no
doing
reason
this
to
now.
Highlight on the air. We can
I
talk
understand.
About it
I'm not being professional. I have a reason
and
for
also,
that.
And also, Oscar, we...
I have an excuse for being frustrated because I ask Rob all the time, give me a point or two to that I can, you know, that I can actually emphasize, and that's what I can do. It's all I'd like to do instead of having free float downs and HELOCs and all that. You know, that's it. So you're right. Should I have brought this up perhaps in another venue?
What?
How many times do I ask him?
Can't hear you.
Oh. Ask him 500 times all the time to do that. All right. Turn it off. Do we have a new intern?
We do.
Bring him in.
All right. Come in, Johnny.
What a day to be baptized by fire into the world of TMOS.
Mike, this is a...
Johnny, you have to move faster if you're going to do this. And Pony, you have to push him in here.
This is
Johnny,
an historic intern.
Fast into the studio. Minutes become hours. This is how you're going to learn, and we're going to teach you, millennials,
really right out of
how
the,
to move it on.
Strap those headphones on. Right out of the gate.
All Mike, right. This is our first ever intern from GW University.
Come on over a little bit.
There you go.
There you go.
Hi, John.
This is Johnny Candell.
You got to really speak up, Johnny. Really.
How are you, John?
I'm good. How are you, Mike?
Where do you hail from? What university do you come from?
I go to GW here in D.C.
Oh, George Washington Colonials, right? The Colonials?
Yeah.
That's the Colonials. Yeah, I remember. We got the Georgetown Hoyas, got your American University Eagles, and got your GW Colonials. That's we do not get many interns from GW.
He's our first.
Most of our interns come from George Mason, American University. And what are you majoring in over at the George Washington University?
The George Washington, yeah. Majoring in political communication.
Political communication. Well, what a wonderful time to be alive for that.
Oh, yeah.
You're coming to D.C. at what we call the golden era.
Yeah, that's what we call it.
See, that's witty.
Yeah,
like
you
that.
Little smart ass. You smoke pot, Johnny?
Occasionally.
I thought so. Okay, fair. Get the hell out of here. Thank you very much. Nice meeting you. Take care.
You'll fit right
good
in.
Good to have you with us.
I like it.
Okay, now this is where
you stand up, Johnny, and then you leave the studio.
That's right.
Now, Pony, you help him with that.
Put him
you
in Adrian Garcia's
You can't just sit there in
another
room
cubicle,
doing nothing, please.
Please,
for God's sakes. There Welcome to the show.
You. Pull your Thank pants you. Up, son.
Thank you. We need a belt. Stat. Somebody give that kid a belt.
Yeah.
Johnny Dressed for Success.
Pants were headed south faster than an Indiana senior citizen.
This is the only problem. Johnny's dressed nicer than Rob today. Mm. He just didn't wear a belt.
That's right.
That's wonderful. Rob, what can you tell us about old Johnny?
He was very enthusiastic in his interview. I think he's going to be an asset
around here.
He's smart. Yeah. And I like the fact that he had a political educational background because maybe we had mentioned that we have the Political Persuasions podcast and he was interested in that. So, always nice to have a varied interest in our interns.
Well, I've observed already, even in this brief time, that he is smart. Well, something smart. His mouth!
Briefly.
Yes.
Just brief.
It's Johnny, right?
Johnny.
Johnny, what you witnessed before the show today was a classic radio god meltdown. And so, you know, it doesn't happen every day. It's just it's just one of these days.
I was explaining that it started with my inability to send my Beluga recording to myself, which because we don't have phones any longer where I can take an output on the iPhone 50 and place it right into my soundboard, that I have to now email myself the sound files in order, and it's usually a very speedy process,
right.
But for some reason, it didn't happen today. Then I ran a little tardy, and I grabbed my shower. I took a shorter shower than I like to take. I like to linger in there.
Only
45
minutes today?
Only 45 minutes today. You know?
Like at Home Alone?
And I got done with
Tons
that
of
and
suds.
Ran into the studio, and fortunately the printer had printed everything properly, which is a very special
big
day.
Win.
I'm dealing with 3 hours
I think,
and 40 minutes
I think
of sleep.
You need, and I think it would be, what's the closest university to you, Mike?
Florida Gulf Coast University.
Okay. So
is that Ivy League? I forget.
That's a great school. It's got a great basketball program
and
great oceanography. Fantastic program.
I think
and marine biology.
With our new year, new motto, where we'll just get it done,
right.
Which we always have.
Are you telling me to get an intern here?
In earnest, Rob, we find out what that program is about down there. And then what we can do now that we have this umbrella of Podcast Village,
right.
We could start an internship in Fort Myers, and then if they make their way to D.C., they could continue in the summer in D.C.
That's
where
nice.
Would they, where would the Florida people start their internship?
It would start at TMOS headquarters.
TMOS South.
In Florida?
In Florida.
That'd be my home?
And then it would, that'd be your home. And then...
What about not
something
in
my
studio?
Finger slipped on my finger slipped.
Could they intern from the lanai?
No, I mean, it's hard enough.
I heard there's a queen-size bed somebody can just work off of.
You know, listen to me. It's hard enough launching this boat every day with a kid and
that's why
and
you need an
intern.
It's an extra set of able hands.
Yeah, no, somebody can be printing for you.
Yeah, a nice oceanography
and running audio for you.
Yeah.
No, my workload is completely manageable. What I was doing today was what I like to call a little extra credit, okay? That's what I was doing today.
Hey,
I was
doing before you leave, extra. Johnny, please put the golf clubs on the cart.
Okay. You are on me today. That is for sure. All I did, and you know, all I did was write a little nice thing about you guys yesterday.
Yeah,
did
yeah.
you see that?
We had to ruin that, Mike. We have to ruin that right now before
Rob
it gets
gave
ruined
me a
later
nice
on.
Thank you. Rob gave me a nice
I gave
thank
you a heart.
You did? Oh, yes. I didn't see your heart. Yeah. All right. Anyway.
I gave you an enlarged heart.
Well, we
it's
share
a
that.
Special emoji that only I have on Facebook.
It's custom. And
yes, it is. I had to pay for it.
You know, the other thing that I'm going through right now is I went to the colon doctor yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And she scared me. And so I'm a little bound up because I'm on this low residue, low fiber diet, which is the most unhealthy diet in the world. And so I got to take some stuff now to get
by
my plumbing moving.
Mike, if you ever really want to sound your age plus 10, right. Use the phrase bound up.
Feeling bound a little, I am bound up.
I've been eating a lot of cheese. And
I don't like
bound
the,
up.
I don't like the word. That begins with a C.
All right.
I hate that word.
All right.
It is one of my least favorite words in the English language. That word being constipated.
Oh, yes. Gross.
Thank you.
That's a colon.
Yes.
Yeah. It's very frustrating.
Asleep.
It is gross. It's
what was
it's,
the jingle we played yesterday? Take regular and relax.
Yes.
Start every way. The relax
way. Anyway, so it's been a time.
What? In Dumb and Dumber, what did they drop into the drink? Was it Visine?
Turbolax.
Turbolax. Oh,
yeah, not to be confused Turbolax. With the cereal that they had on Saturday Night Live.
Colon Blow.
Super Colon Blow.
Can you tell I'm obsessed with the butt? I really am. I know these things.
Well, you went to the butt doctor.
Yeah.
Ass man.
The doctor, because the doctor's talking about taking that little bad place. By the way, found out 2 to 3 days, which means 2 days, which
right.
means down very little downtime. I'm able to talk.
No
I'm
pun
able
intended.
To walk. Mm-hmm. When I'm in the hospital, they're going to get me up and walking around, so everything's going to be fine. So that means
excellent.
I'm not going to miss work. So that means that my vacation goes on as planned. My 60th birthday, 10-year anniversary
Yay.
Vacation that I am taking in the month of February. Yes, bitch all you want. I'm taking it. That's all there is to it. But because the reality that I knew going into this doctor's visit was that they were going to have to get this done. I knew this 3 years ago.
Right.
This is the last part of the trilogy that they're going to fix me with it. And I had to ask all the questions. And so I asked her the big questions about, you know, what's the recovery time? How long? She gave me the worst news of all, which is 8 to 10 weeks golf free, which destroyed
oh.
me.
Oh,
that,
man.
That pretty much killed me because it's a core activity, and that's why that's going to
and
happen.
And you like your routines.
But this will allow you, Mike, this will allow you to focus on Valentine's Day.
No, I'm not getting it done that soon.
No,
I'll get it done a few months
March.
Down the road.
All right.
So that's
April.
It, April or May.
April.
It's going to be a great Easter, then.
Oh, it'll be a wonderful
Lots
Easter. But she talks about the numbers of procedures she did and what can happen. Oh, and there she is. All right. There she is right now.
The doctor?
Oh, Vampire's on the phone?
Yeah, but I'm not. No, we're not talking to her right now. But anyway.
We're going to remove part of your colon.
Yes. Everything's fine, but it did. Carla came with me, and it did make me a little stressed.
Right.
And I'm probably still feeling the effects of that. And thank you
Do
for
you
covering.
Think yes. You create this, your own drama in your own life. You ever feel like that? Because this wasn't something you had to go do, right?
What do you mean?
Like, you didn't have to go to the colon doctor to then create the anxiety of a surgery within 3 months.
No, you do. If your colon starts to have holes in it, you have to go because otherwise it gets infected and then you die.
Yeah, but he's not at that point. He just had a few
flare-ups. Well, you don't want to wait to that point, though.
All right, that's
he's
fair.
Being proactive.
That's fair.
I don't think he's creating any drama.
Okay.
I mean, the fact that
he was healthy, because he was healthy for, 4 months?
His body is failing, and that's dramatic.
Let me answer. Hi, I'm over here.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hi, Mike. I'm asking you, Mike. I'm not asking Rob.
Yeah, but you two get into your little conversations, you F-sticks, and I'm trying to just make a point over here.
That is great. Show title.
So to answer your question, you remember this 3 years ago I was going to have this done?
Yes.
You remember that, Oscar?
Yes.
And then I modified
stay,
things.
Yes.
And it just kind of resolved itself, you know? Mm-hmm. Thank you, iPhone. Thank you. You're all good about that. Ding. Jesus Christ. It's that time
again.
It's
a necessary evil.
It's come back, and I call her. She's better than going to the other doc. It's like a one-stop shop. She does things that a gastroenterologist would do, but she's a surgeon. But
perfect.
She ultimately believes that, and has believed for a long time, that the ultimate resolution of this is to remove the bad
area. I agree.
Which has been with me since my 20s.
If we're being honest, I agree. Get the bad part out. I've always said get the bad part out.
Mm-hmm. And they are very thorough. Case in point, I was there yesterday. They said someone would call me today. We've got 5 after 10. Bam.
Yeah.
They've called. That's the way they roll. And I'm very, very
confident. I love when that happens.
I'm confident in this person. And there's a level of compassion that exists with this person that's good, too. And she's incredibly smart, but it doesn't take away from... Carla didn't get it. You don't get it. Nobody gets it when this is still going through that.
Mm.
And, you know, I've been through the ringer over the last 5 years.
Why did Carla not
get
it?
Carla just didn't understand. She doesn't understand because it's matter of fact. And when someone's not talking about your death... It's, it's fine. And that's, of course, the worst case scenario. But she even didn't say there.
This is your wife.
Carla didn't call that the worst case scenario.
she
just said it was a possibility.
The paperwork's been signed.
Yeah. Right. Well, no, she, the sound, you know, I talked about hearing Beluga in my sleep. Carla's sound she hears when she fantasizes about my imminent death.
Have the surgery.
She certainly doesn't hesitate. Yeah. You have to get that done.
At any point, did she ask the doctor if there was anything else she could take care of while she was in there?
No. Everything was fine. Just old people.
Yeah.
Just old people. Older than me. I'm hoping that when I'm at that age where all these people that I've gotten this preventative stuff done and I'm
early,
not going to be in these
it's
offices,
like preventive Botox. You're not going to have any wrinkles.
Right. Mine will just
anal
be...
Anal wrinkles.
Thing will be, if I get all this stuff done, when I get to be their age, I'll just be sitting there like with a bunch of family and perhaps my daughter's kids and go, Happy 4th of July! He's and scene. That's it.
Is it your pallbearers?
Yeah.
Are going to be like, man, Mike's really light. Well, he's all carbon fiber.
That's right.
Yeah. Totally carbon fiber. Yeah. But they do tell you the way it's done. They take one part out, then they stretch the other part and connect it to the lower part.
Mm.
And that's the way, hey, you know, you might be having it too. So you
someday
be
you,
for
you,
that.
You
yeah.
might you know that
do
I'm
do they take out, but don't doesn't your thing involve the whole colon?
Actually
your like colitis, isn't that like a whole big thing?
The thing is that mine is more of it's inflammation and angry colon. It's not gonna be as much of a hole. As yours
okay.
is. So, right. I mean, mine is with treatment and pills and proper diet. And you know,
you have a hole in your stomach, Oscar. You have,
I have
an ulcer.
The same thing. I would say
but
I have
not really the same thing.
I
yours
don't
is
have
more in your gut.
I have extreme colitis, but I have colitis.
You do?
Yes.
Is it the ulcerative colitis?
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And
why do we all have stomach issues?
Well, I don't come in and tell everybody about it because I'm a grown man and I just deal with it.
Oh, yeah. God, you're great.
Excuse me. Pardon me for trying to fucking entertain people, Oscar.
You didn't bring it up when you stayed home because you complained about your back? You didn't come up then?
Hey! Yeah. I couldn't even stand up!
Do you remember that whining?
Yeah,
do you remember
God,
that month
kidding
of
me?
Whining
do you
that
remember
we had with that?
Do you remember the 2-month opioid crisis?
Oh my God, remember that when he was on the drugs that yes. he like self-medicated with? And he'd come
man.
In every day going, geez. No, you talked about having an ulcer.
So
you didn't say colitis.
Yeah.
Well, that is the case. It's a mild version where I don't have to take medication all the time. I have to stay away from certain foods.
What foods do you have to avoid? What are your triggers?
Peanuts are definitely a trigger.
Peanut butter too?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I can't do peanut
deal.
Butter.
Same deal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to a new diet now. I'm not able to eat peanuts or nuts of any kind, but I'm eating nails.
Nails.
Just iron.
Yeah. Nails. Hallelujah.
Now, is it a broadcasting thing?
I don't know.
I've never met
Buzz
more guys.
Buzz had it. I had it. Rob had it.
Maybe it has to do with the company we kept.
Who knows?
What is a common factor?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't.
I'm not a scientist.
Well, they introduced it's stress related. It was a bill that was introduced in Congress to investigate it. It was known as the Duke's Geronimo legislation.
All I know is this, Mike. When we were in that Rockville studio, there was a while when I kept extra pants in the car. That's how bad it got.
My God.
We'll take a break.
Never used
Come back
them.
But with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Have holes in your colon?
Yes!
Did you miss the Florida theme parks with your niece and nephew over the holidays? Didn't receive any gifts at all at Christmas? There's now a cure to beat the winter blues, and it's called retail therapy!
Hi there.
I'm not a doctor, but I am playing one on this promo. My prescription is to treat yourself through the TMOS Holiday Shopping Center. Now stocked with three great retailers
to shop
through.
Macy's.
Why?
It's a holiday shopping center. It's not the holidays anymore.
At Mike O'Meara Show.
There's always a holiday coming up.
Quality
gifts you've always wanted.
Turn it off.
To your door. The TMOS.
Edit the holiday plan. Yeah. I love the promo.
Yeah, promo's
great. Can you just take the holiday out?
Sure, we can do that.
Jim Amato, we need a new one.
Yeah, Jim.
Who supervises the promos that get on the air?
I do. But it is, it was called the Holiday Shopping Center. It was. And I don't fault Jim for naming it.
Wait a minute. Wait. You just conjured right there. You just said, but in all fairness, it was called the Holiday Center.
That's
just
an old promo.
Conjured.
No, the promo came in 2 days ago.
Okay, why would the f*** do we call it the Holiday Shopping Center?
First
still?
Of all, watch your mouth. This is not that kind of show.
Can I do the commercial now, please?
I wish you would.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. I love my Sleep Number bed. That's a fact. We're just really showing the new intern a good time here. And the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed. I bet there's a 60% chance he doesn't come back. The new Sleep Number
40% chance he won't leave.
That last word, I was reading the commercial. You're good at that. And the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed will let you kick off 2019 right with proven quality sleep. So many couples disagree on mattress firmness. Sleep Number beds let you choose your ideal firmness on each side, so it's just right for both of you. The new beds are so smart, they sense your every move and automatically adjust to you, keeping you sleeping comfortably throughout the night. Plus, Sleep Number has been ranked highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power for 2018. For award information, just visit jdpower.com. My Sleep Number setting is right now a 90. Carla's is a 65. We love it. Come in during the January savings event and save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. You'll only find Sleep Number at one of their 575 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Visit sleepnumber.com/TMOS to find the one nearest you and tell them that Mike O'Meara sent you. An update on the chair picker. Do we have any more information on the chair picker?
So, what we have addressed now as far as the next steps is for Miss Sarah Fraser, as we know, was in on Monday.
Right.
Said that has been doing her own investigation within an investigation, which is crazy. It's like the Mueller report because you have
like within her show, within her own show. Okay.
And her methodology for this was pretty impressive. She said that she is going to place the pick chairs, both models, in the stations where her team members work.
Okay.
And then because she works in the same room as her team members, and just to give you a perspective at home, when Sarah is laying out her show, she sits next to her editors and producers.
They have like a little pre-show meeting in the
pre-show
other room.
Meeting
yeah.
in the edit bay.
Mm-hmm.
So right now as we speak, and I'm glad, it's like you're here, but you're not here.
Okay.
I saw Sarah get here before her producer. And I saw her roll in the pick chair to make sure that she was setting up.
So no one on her show is aware of
knows about the investigation within the investigation.
Mm.
This is some internal affairs BS going on. That's awesome.
This is great.
So I see her roll in, like a detective, the pick chair to place where her producer's going to sit.
I guess.
And she said that she will be evaluating each one of her producers to see who picks it at first.
Aha.
And once she does that, then she will have her prime suspect and report back to us.
Fantastic. All right, I'm looking forward to getting that. And it's always that. Always a real extra zip in our step when we have Sarah Fraser
and
on the show.
And by the way, we should highlight this. There was no prep given to her about what she was coming in because we wanted to catch a cold to figure out if she knew. And she picked up right away what we were doing. And I also, you talk about follow-up with your colon doctor calling the next day when they said they were going to call.
Yes.
Seeing her roll in a chair saying that was going to be her methodology.
On her mind.
Made my morning. Mm-hmm. Made my morning.
Not being as familiar with the Sarah, with the Hey Phrase podcast, do you think it's possible that she will use this for content, that there will be, that this subject will come up on her own show?
Oh, are you saying, so you're, what you're saying is, will the cast from Chicago Fire, will they be on Chicago PD?
Yes.
Is that going to happen?
They talk about it?
I think they've already set themselves up to address this because she's already teased in one of her pre-show meetings that we have a situation.
But I don't think she will bring it up on her show until she has something to report.
She said there's destruction of property going on. We should definitely talk about this.
That's going to scare the culprit. That's going to scare the perp away if we say
I disagree because you know why? That says to me like arson. It's not. They're not going to think it's them.
Yeah, she wasn't talking to them. She said something.
No, don't you think if you said destruction of property, though, people would be, and the person knew that they were the chair picker, that they would clam up?
Not unless they were specifically knowing that it was a chair picking investigation.
She had to say something because when she walked out, her producers were there. She's like, how was the show? Would you guys talk? Something about destruction of property. The guys are crazy.
So they haven't mentioned the chair specific.
That's the thing. You can be vague and you don't ruin it. No. You're not going to do it.
Because they always like to ask what she talked about on. And let's be honest, how many times when we all worked at WJFK would we listen to each other's shows and be like, oh, that's a great topic. Oh, that's a great topic. Oh, that's a great topic.
Right.
So they were asking her more about, hey, what topics do the guys talk about today?
Well, keep me in the loop and let me know what's going on with that. And, you know, because I'm down here in South Florida.
You're innocent. You're proven innocent.
I live vicariously through you guys up north, and I'm watching the weather. By the way, football fans, this weekend, I love this story. I think I'm going to have it in news you may not need about the cold weather. I'm curious. We'll have that on the show. It's going to be extremely cold for the playoff game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the New England Patriots this weekend. I'm curious, are you getting another snowstorm? Either like tomorrow or this weekend.
There's an event. There's an event that they don't know what's going to happen yet.
Winter weather event.
They love the wintry mix.
What about this weekend? Anything coming in this weekend at all?
If it hits us, it'll be Thursday, Friday, which will lead into this weekend. I will say that yesterday was the first time, I would say in 4 years, I've ever heard a weatherman, Doug Curine, is that his name?
No,
Tom Curine.
Yeah.
Who's Doug? Who's Doug on Channel
4? Doug Kammerer.
Doug Kammerer. All the same.
Hi, I'm Doug Kammerer.
Doug Kammerer. Klefchin. Klefchin. Doug Kammerer. Whatever. He said, if you can, don't go to work till after 9 because everything's going to be frozen. And I said, and I'm paraphrasing, I said, are you saying that all this moisture is going to be so dangerous if you can go into work after 9 when the sun is actually in the sky?
Yeah, because at exactly 9:01, it's going to be perfect.
So a lot of the schools today were closed. Is he trying to hype it?
What do you think?
A lot of the schools today were delayed or closed in the area.
2 hours in Loudoun, 2 hours in Fairfax, I believe.
Because all of the snow that had melted yesterday, and we got this polar vortex rolling and froze everything. This is when you have to love the idea that you left the District of Columbia and the DMV overall.
Yeah, that's what they call it, the polar vortex. Yes. That's what it's called.
15 degrees at my house this morning, which is enough even on a salted road. A salted road if it's wet. But the thing
about, for me, all I've got really to really enjoy the cold weather is watching football on TV. And so when they said that it's going to be cold in Kansas City, it was kind of exciting to see that's happening.
They say it's going to be maybe the coldest game in the modern NFL. Era.
It's going
to
be very, it's so cold
that it might actually alter the voice.
How far can you throw it in the air?
The furthest I ever threw it in college was 83 yards, but I had a little bit of wind at my back. I like to say that I can get it anywhere from 80 to 85 yards depending on the day. God.
That's a frozen vocal cord right there.
Did we talk yesterday about the snow event hangovers that there's so much
hype that goes in? No, you theorized it after the show.
This is after the show.
It's like when you get the snowstorms in D.C., what I remember was, especially if it was midweek in the middle of a work week, you get the excitement and the passion of like, we're going to have school closed. We're going to have the government closed. The bank's going to be closed.
You did
Things are
going to
be
yes,
paralyzed.
Yes, yes, yes.
I remember how excited my wife and mother-in-law would get, and they'd always get together. Inevitably, my mother-in-law would come over to my home. Oh, yes, they'd have a couple of toddies.
Sure.
And they would be super excited. And Carla, during the holidays, mentioned it to her mom, and they were talking about, oh, remember those great snowstorms? I said, I don't miss it for 1 second. Yeah. And they're like, they look at me, they turn to me and say, you don't? No. I said, I shoveled. I did all the work to get the driveway cleared. That was my job. They were inside going, hey, how are you? Oh, I'm only outside, you know, carrying 100 extra pounds, almost dropping dead with the shovel in the heavy, wet snow. I don't miss it one little bit. But after it's over, there's a bit of a hangover.
Right? Yeah, but there is. This is crazy because I was just thinking about this where I was explaining to someone how beautiful Arizona is in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
Like the summers suck. Yeah, we get that.
Too hot, right?
But in the spring, I said, we were discussing take the nicest day in DC ever and then times a 4 month period, 5 month period, mm-hmm. and you've got spring right. in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. Yep. And I sat there and I thought about it. I was like, why the F did I ever stay here? Like, I'm doomed to live and die in the D.C. area. I mean, the dream of moving to Phoenix is gone. It's over. Like, we've built a business. There's too much. I've got too much skin in the game. But I would be a happier person.
Yeah, I saw the percentage.
And a more fulfilled person, Mike. I know what he's talking about. I'm not going to address it because I'm a professional. And
a lot of skin.
And
I got me a fingernail. Anyway,
like I was very generous to make sure you got that for what's coming
yeah,
back.
I know.
So what I believe really is that if anyone ever
I'm just
gets
hoping something will slough off
a chance to move, do it now. Leave. Go somewhere sunny. You'll never miss the bad weather. Well, you'll never miss the seasons. You'll think you will until you get back in the season, and then you'll say, I never missed it.
Because that's why these snowstorms get everybody so excited. And then after it's over and the roads have been plowed and the snow's getting dirty.
Oh, it's the
and
worst.
It's nasty, that's when the real depression sets in. And that's why I will always say, I don't want to bum people out because I realize that we're here for joy. And for those of you that came here for joy tomorrow, it's been a while since I've played it. So there you go. There's your joy from today. I brought you joy today.
Remember when Mike...
Is that the sound of dirty snow?
Mike, was it last year you moved to Maine in the wintertime for the snow?
Yeah. 2 years ago, we went up at Christmas time
to
Maine where there was wet, cold rain.
It was so
of course,
miserable.
All rain is wet. It was cold rain, and the sun went down at 2:30 in the afternoon. I was there for 3 weeks. I wanted to put a needle in my eye. I wanted to get back home as soon as possible.
I still have a letter that you wrote me when you were up there. I have it actually right here, and I'm going to read it.
Oh, look at that. He kept the studio.
Says, Dear Rob, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. Love, Mike.
I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just going to bash your brains in. I'm going to bash them right in. So that's our tribute to The Shining, ladies and gentlemen. The thing about it is
that
it was.
The hangover is because that then it's back to normal. And now, you know, I think perhaps, correct me if I'm wrong, you guys are up there, the government shutdown, I don't want to get into the whole thing.
Right.
There might have been that little excitement, oh, we're going to get a little break while they argue with each other, and now it's getting into real zone with people going to food pantries and stuff like
that.
It's
terrifying. It really is. I mean, there's a negative feeling about it, and that is why some of the excitement never happened, because everyone in the government knew they weren't going to work no matter what. It was already shut. And we got enough snow, and it's 11 inches of snow in the district, and we have a polar vortex. We're going to have a month of brown snow to look at, and it's disgusting. Mm-hmm. So it's no good.
I think they're going to give me, when I have that final procedure on my colon, they're going to give me a polar vortex.
It's still going to be brown snow.
Oh, dear.
That's exciting. No, there won't be any of that. You clean yourself out for it.
I don't know this.
That's right. Yeah, that's when I visit the planet of Miralax. We're going to take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, including a great story about jolly old England.
Time for your Paisan Paulie. I'm heading off to Punta Cana for some sun, fun,
and endless margaritas. So while I'm away from the hustle and bustle of the city, I know I can take the Mike O'Mara Show with me through the TMOS app. Or I can stream the boys on YouTube while I'm eating nachos with queso by the pool. Now, let's get back to the winner of the 1973 World's Best Cabana Boy Trophy, Mike O'Mara.
Paul Christine, everyone. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Noom. It's not too late to kick off your year right. Stay on track with your New Year's resolutions and meet your goals with Noom. Here's a fact. Most people who lose weight gain it all back. Why? Because most weight loss plans just tell you what to do while you're on the plan and not after. That's what's great about Noom. With Noom, you don't diet. You learn to recognize and change the habits that block your success. Don't diet. Learn. Build better new habits for a better new you. Noom puts weight loss in the palm of your hand. Literally, the Noom app is on your phone whenever and wherever you need it. Noom is designed for results. Meet your resolutions by signing up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. Again, that's Noom, Noom.com/TMOS. Start losing weight for good, and you'll find out why learning the right habits is going to make you a smarter, better, healthier person, ladies and gentlemen.
News.
I believe we're a break early on news. You want to go two breaks on news today?
Are we that late?
Yeah.
Late or early?
We can do that. We can split the news into two breaks. It's easy.
We'll do that.
All right.
You're about to pay a lot more for Netflix, ladies
Boo!
And gentlemen. Yesterday, they announced their largest price hike in their 12-year history. Are we at the 55-minute mark in the show?
Yes.
Jesus, I got behind. I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
It was just so crazy today with the intern and everything else. The standard most popular
nice
plan.
Nice going, intern.
Will now go from $11 per month to $13. The lowest plan will go from $8 to $9. I think I'm paying $9 a month. I think that's what I've been playing.
So I pay like $65 a month. Is that high?
Yeah, what are you getting, SD? Standard
the
def?
The highest plan with ultra high definition will jump from $14 to $16. So most people will be paying
4K, baby.
Another $2 a month or $24 a year. The rate change will be phased in over the next... Have you looked at what... people are bitching about this. Have you looked at what cable costs?
It really is. It remains the bargain of the century, Netflix does. It really, really does.
Yeah, they got you by the short hairs.
It's going to be phased in. It'll be immediate for any new subscribers. A lot of furious people are flooding social media to pretend that they're so upset they're canceling, but Netflix knows most people won't do that. Multiple recent surveys have suggested that Netflix was underpriced. In one, 64% of subscribers said they'd pay up to $15 a month for Netflix, and only 36% say they'd consider canceling if they raise their rates. In another, 83% said they'd be willing to pay $2 per month. These statistics.
But I mean, if you consider the fact that if you go and get an on-demand movie, a high-def on-demand movie,
it's $20.
$20. Even at low-def, it's $7.
$25 if you want to buy it before you can rent it.
Right.
I've done this. Stop being cheap, people. Rob is right. It is the deal of the century.
I mean, and when's the last time someone has said, you've got to watch a new network show? No. Everything that you got to see is on Netflix, so you got to pay the price.
Netflix is keeping subscribers happy. Last month, they dropped $100 million to keep Friends for another year. And Variety says they spent $13 billion with a B in content last year. For comparison, HBO only spent $2.5 billion in 2017, and CBS spent $4 billion. Wouldn't you think that HBO had spent more than that
on
content?
Mike, we are at a watershed moment. I kid you not, and HBO knows this, and they're fighting.
Yeah.
They're fighting to add more content. Because think about the value proposition that HBO currently has for you. Like, you have four or five shows, including Crashing, that are pretty damn good and people want to talk about. Netflix, it's a numbers game.
Yeah.
They're spending so much money that eventually they'll have 15 to 16 just shows, not even original movies that are going to break out.
Yep.
According to The Verge, Netflix premiered approximately 700 original shows in 2018 alone and is expected to develop more this year. Yeah. So
I know that Netflix has Friends because they announced that they were putting all of Friends on Netflix about 20 minutes after I bought Oscar the box set of every episode of Friends.
And, there you go. And that box, it still sits in my house. I said, one day this will go on eBay.
Hermetically
sealed. We've been talking about it. It's been a few years since everyone first freaked over the so-called polar vortex, and now apparently it's back with a vengeance. The Associated Press says there is a chance that this weekend's playoff game between the New England Patriots and the Kansas City Chiefs could be one of the coldest games in NFL history. Burr. As mentioned before by Rob Spiewak, it's being held in Kansas City, and the National Weather Service is projecting an Arctic blast to settle over the city at game time. Temperatures at kickoff could range anywhere from 10 degrees to well below zero. I love watching it. The record for the coldest kickoff at Arrowhead is 1 degree Fahrenheit. It was set in 1983 and then tied in 2016. So it's not inconceivable. We could see a new record on Sunday.
Inconceivable.
The record for the coldest game in NFL history dates back to December 31st of 1967, when the Summer of Love had cooled off so much that there was a game in Green Bay that was played in minus 13 degree weather. All right, keep that music going. We'll take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, more news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Bara Show.
Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Frades with Political Persuasions. Mike and I are back with the first show of the new year, and we're going to talk about a government that is shut down. These guys aren't even working. We're going to tell you all about the government shutdown, and we'll talk about why Mike doesn't like Elizabeth Warren. Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Man, oh man, was I wound up today. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our TMOS Shopping Center. Let's talk parts of speech, okay?
Yes, please.
Okay. A noun is a person, place, or thing, right?
Right.
Right. So for now, let's disregard the persons and the places, and let us focus on the things.
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 As George C. Scott would say when he played Scrooge, I do people. Bye. Things.
Coal is temporary, and coal is costly.
My colon is broken.
Everybody loves things. And you can get anything you want on the internet. It's a wonderful invention. Just take a digital trip to the TMOS Shopping Center, your 3-in-1 shopping destination featuring Macy's.com, Target.com, and Walmart.com. When you shop them through our portal, you're supporting the Mike O'Mara Show, and that makes everybody happy.
Is everybody happy?
Just make sure you access Macy's, Target, and Walmart through their banner on our website. It costs you nothing but means the world to us. Macy's, Target, Walmart, and TMOS. It's everything you need to get all things. Hooray for things. Yes. Welcome back. Things. I am stammering more times. I feel like I'm racing to get the show in today.
No, you're fine. It's great.
Probably what I'm
all
doing.
We got is time.
That's right. And
just,
things.
Just kidding.
If you type can you eat a in Google, one of the top suggestions, you'll never believe this, is flamingo.
Oh.
Yeah, I was surprised to me.
And you too. Eat a are flamingos, are they everywhere in where, I guess, Florida?
They might be endangered. I've seen them in preserves down here. I've seen a couple
flamingo
of them
preserves.
Oh, delicious.
With peanut
on
butter?
White bread. Anyway, people for some reason are Googling, can you eat a flamingo? So can you eat a flamingo? Well, not legally.
We've got to do it legally.
To see if she. Anyway, in the U.S. and lots of other countries, it's illegal to hunt or eat flamingos. But if somehow you wind up in an underground exotic meat buffet and they have flamingo, it is safe to eat. Don't expect it to taste like chicken, though. Apparently, flamingo meat tastes more like duck, but with a slightly fishy taste. That does not sound appealing.
Do you know why flamingos are pink?
Because they eat crabs and shrimp.
Exactly right, Mike.
Really?
So that's
shrimp,
the truth.
Like, yeah, I thought it was for Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
That seems also right.
they eat pink shrimp. That's why. I think that might be an urban legend, though. I'm not sure.
I just love the preserves.
Here's a pretty incredible stat for 2019. If you don't count the time you're asleep, the average American today spends almost half of their life staring at screens.
Screens!
A recent survey found that we now spend 42% of our waking hours staring at a screen of some kind, or an average of 6 hours and 43 minutes a day. If you live to the average life expectancy of 78, that means you'll spend the equivalent of 7,956 days staring at a screen, or just under 22 years of your life. 3 out of 4 people in the survey said they know they spend too much time staring at screens, but it's not stopping us. We even take breaks from one screen just to stare at another. 53% of people in the survey say they take breaks from their computer just to scroll through their phone. I do it. TVs are still the most common type of screen we stare at, followed by phones and laptops. Those are amazing statistics. The number is a bit higher for Rob Spiewak, who got a very early start
at screens. Half the time that you spend staring at screens is waiting for an email to come in that you sent to yourself.
Like this morning.
Exactly.
Then you forgot how to read. You
screen.
A man, and now a little something something, and I will wrap this up with a little British dialect for you.
Good.
When I get to the comedy portion of the story, but you might say the whole story's comedy, but let's go, shall we?
Yes, please.
A man, his boyfriend, and a third man had an orgy on a late-night London subway train in front of the other passengers. Nicholas Mullen, 24, George Mason, 35, and another man engaged in an array of sex activities, which they filmed in the subway. Prosecutors say another man was involved in the astonishing incident, which also involved extensive sexual activity.
Oh, boy.
The whole affair happened on February 19th, 2018. The two men appeared in court on Friday and pleaded guilty to one of those great English charges, one count of outraging public decency.
Outraging!
Don't you love the Brits?
I do.
Here's the charge. On the 19th of February 2018, British Transport Police were contacted to report of a video which had been posted online showing three men engaged in explicit sexual acts on a train. The video showed a variety of sex acts took place in front of other passengers.
Oh,
hello. The incident was reported by a man who was also gay, who thought the video overstepped the mark and was morally unacceptable. And now it's time for all British comedy all the time.
Nice.
Here we go. Let me muss my hair up. I guess the train wasn't the only thing going in the tunnel that day. It's not baseball season, but they were still shagging balls. I think it's important to point out that the British subway system is also referred to as the tube. Thank you very much. Well, that's a threefer with
love
the British dialect. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Thank you.
As stand-up comics, Joe, we have some insight into the stand-up comedy world.
It's true. We know some backstories. As a matter of fact, do you know that Louis C.K. used to write for the Chris Rock Show?
Or that Dave Chappelle was from the D.C. area?
Did you know that Howie Mandel was the voice of Gizmo in Gremlins?
And here's one. Ellen DeGeneres, lesbian.
I don't see it.
Rob and Joe Show, new episodes every week. RobinJoeShow.com, iTunes, and on the TMOS app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Here at Podcast Village, we have a pod dog. His name is Santos, and he has a problem. You see, he doesn't know a lot of people words.
True.
He just doesn't speak human very well. So when we talk about the bonus show, he thinks we're talking about bones.
Oh, Santos.
And he gets all excited. What he needs to understand is that the Mike O'Meara bonus show is not a bone. It's a sixth episode that we record every week. And it can be yours for just a few extra pennies. No bones about it. Now understand, we will allow dogs to subscribe, but mostly it's for humans, and humans love it. So if you're a biped human being, climb aboard the Hilarity Jet and take a first-class flight to Chuckle Junction. A first-class flight to Chuckle Junction. You get extra fun and extra laughs, and that will make your tail wag. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. It makes a great gift. Plus, you'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. By the way, everybody that listens to this show on a daily basis, you should all subscribe to the bonus show.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
All right, it's about time. If you haven't done it by now and you're able to do it, we urge you to do so. It'll be fun, fun, and fun. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Wednesday, January 16th, 2018. Rob Spivak.
We mentioned yesterday that Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger are getting married and that Anna Faris is okay with it, who is Chris Pratt's ex. She actually issued this statement. She is a ordained minister and an ordained minister, and she'll do the service if they want.
Sweet Chris, my ex, got engaged to Katherine, and I'm so happy for them. Chris texted me. He was like, I proposed to Katherine last night, and I was like, ah, that's amazing. And I said,
stop it right there, okay? Because like, we got to do an analysis here.
Yeah.
Okay, that's so you see the passive aggressive. Well,
of course. Because also, if you dig deeper and you're a sleuth like I am, you will realize that on Instagram when he announced the engagement, what's the girl's name?
Well, there's Anna Faris. Yeah.
Katherine is the
girl. Katherine Schwarzenegger.
Sweet. He says in his Instagram post, he says, "Sweet Katherine and I are in." Like he mentions.
Oh, so she calls him Sweet Chris.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So it's total passive aggressive.
Total shade.
You got to play it from the beginning.
Total shade.
Ryan, you pick up on this? She's being purely evil.
Yes.
She's got crazy eyes. And you got to watch out for chicks with crazy eyes because she's got a little bit of that crazy eye stuff.
They just broke up maybe 8 months ago. Mm-hmm. This is a new relationship.
Yeah. She's but that whole not sweet cool
thing,
with it.
That whole sweet thing, that's new.
Because
to
it's
me.
Sweet.
Right.
It's good stuff.
Sweet Chris, my ex, got engaged to Katherine, and I'm so happy for them. Chris texted me. He was like, I proposed to Katherine last night, and I was like, ah, that's amazing. And I said, I texted him back, like, just want to remind you, I'm an ordained minister.
Yes.
And I do want to congratulate Chris and Katherine. Congratulations. I'm thrilled.
Okay. Ordained minister with a hatchet.
She is not thrilled. Not.
And he didn't text her the night.
He didn't text her.
No, he didn't.
This is her texts, which was nice. I thought.
Mike.
This will be fun to watch.
On my best day. As I,
and that's today. Isn't
I would,
it?
I would say, hopefully,
yeah.
As an ex boyfriend, I don't, or I think as a, if someone was in an ex and you find an ex is getting married 8 months after you break up, even a year,
mm-hmm. right?
I don't know if you go out of your way to call someone sweet ex.
Yeah, that she's digging because he calls her sweet Catherine.
Yes.
Yeah,
sweet
absolutely.
Catherine. By the way, younger model, she's famous on her own right.
A lot of money.
I got to see the video, but on the audio, and sometimes it's easier to decipher.
I agree. You guys audio. Have great ears for this.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very good.
Mm-hmm. All right, now here's something. This surprised me. I had no idea this had ever happened. When someone, a celebrity, comes out as gay nowadays, it's never a real big deal, right?
I think it actually your stock goes up these days.
In 1975, Lily Tomlin was offered the cover of Time magazine if she would come out in Time magazine. Think of this. 1975 is 44 years ago. She talked about it on the Ellen Show yesterday.
And I heard that Time magazine approached you in 1975 to come out and put you on the cover of Time magazine.
Right.
So, first of all, how did they know you were gay? And then second of all...
Well, my publicist, she told me that Time would give me the cover if I would come out. It was a hard decision to make. I fell down on the side of probably, after what you went through, probably good sense. Mm-hmm. But all that time passed, but so I decided that I just wasn't going to play their game.
Yeah. You weren't ready.
No, well, and I wanted to be acknowledged for my performance.
Right, sure, sure.
But I can see in retrospect that was hardly worth it.
Yeah. Funny.
She's still funny.
She's very
funny.
Funny.
She's still funny. That's funny. A great line.
That's funny, but I was surprised that seemed pretty far in the past for Time Magazine to make that offer. I'm surprised the story had never come to light before.
But I mean, it's not like Time Magazine's doing anything special. That's exploiting your sexuality,
of course.
Yeah.
100%,
yeah. Right?
All right, I don't follow Time Magazine, Mike. I get most of my news, as you do, from Fox 5 Atlanta. Do you still?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Here's a good story they had yesterday. A local guy was arrested, put in a police car. Unfortunately, he ate the cop's car seat. And I think you'll find the anchor had a good time with this
not
story.
You mean the cop had a car seat for a baby?
No, like the seat in the cop
I'm
car
kidding.
Is what
I'm
I said.
Kidding, well, of course.
We want our policemen safe. It's a 3-point harness. That. Okay.
Right.
Key West deputies say 37-year-old Melvin Stubbs had 40 grams of cocaine on him at the time of his arrest. But on his way to jail, deputies say Stubbs, quote, chewed up or ate the seat of the patrol car. He took some pretty big chunks out of the seat. Stubbs faces charges of cocaine trafficking and resisting arrest charges along with property damage.
I like when the anchor has a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. Eating the car seat.
Speaking
of like somebody at Podcast Village eats our chairs.
That's right. Do we have anyone here named Stubbs?
No.
Okay. We'll run a check on that. Speaking of 40 grams of cocaine, Mike, Charlie Sheen is doing great. Thanks for asking.
Oh, glad to hear.
He was at a celebrity softball game, and he announced that he's been 1 year sober, which must be why he's getting all that work in Hollywood.
I know you are counting. Congratulations on your sobriety.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, that was good.
Milestone.
That was good. Yes, indeed. Yeah. Had to be done. Had to be done.
Healthy? How are you doing?
Good. I feel good. Thank you. Yeah.
1 year sober had to be done.
Well, so do you believe him? I mean, I didn't see the video. Does he look like he's sober?
He always looks like Charlie Sheen.
Before he was even dying, and this is not the AIDS thing, but he looks, he's always looked a little unhealthy, and he sounds like he's maybe still smoking.
Yeah. Well, it had to be done.
It's got to be a vice, I imagine.
It had to be done.
Something.
Absolutely.
I think anytime we do anything, I think that should be our motto. Had to be done.
Had to be done.
I got to go to the bathroom. Had to be done.
Had to be done. Well, what happened when you were sleeping? Well, Beluga was in there. Had to be done. had to be done all night long.
Full circle.
Had to be done. Yeah.
The music and the snoring was the absolute best.
Yeah, there you go. You like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, it had
I'm
to
just
be done.
Trying to go to
had
sleep.
Had to be done.
Yeah, had to be done. This is a little flashback to earlier in the program, ladies and gentlemen. A little tribute to our family member, Beluga. Really likes to saw wood.
I don't believe in superstars, organic food, and foreign cars. I don't believe.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God.
You notice when it paused that they both got silent?
Of course, because that's the magic of Beluga.
That's Beluga's magic right there.
You can
Absolutely.
Tell Beluga to go pug himself. All right. Have you ever done anything to teach your son a lesson?
That sounds almost like you're
inviting
a story of course, every day I do things.
You try to lead by example.
All
and
it
you
is
can,
is lessons.
Right? Exactly. So let us talk Kentucky, in which a mother... I don't understand the lesson she was trying to teach her son, but she says she was trying to teach her son a lesson.
Kentucky mother told police she drove drunk at high speeds to teach her son a lesson. 48-year-old Sunita Jaram was arrested early yesterday and told Lexington police she drank a lot of beer and then drove 150 miles an hour with her son in the car.
God.
The son said he tried to get out several times, but the door was locked. Mom's now been charged with DWI and child endangerment.
What lesson?
She blew a 0.16, which is double the legal limit. And the lock lesson, I guess, is what? 150 miles an hour is fast. That's a lesson.
Take that kid away.
Always lock your car door.
Take
That's
the
a lesson.
Kid away.
Man.
Another family. Thank you very much.
Oscar, you're from Bolivia.
Yes, Boliviano.
Are you familiar with the Bolivian water frog?
Wait a second. Jacques Cousteau did find a cartoon-sized frog in Lake Titicaca.
But this is not a big frog. This is a little guy.
No, I don't know this frog.
Well, play the clip of it.
There it is. It's nocturnal.
Yes.
That was recorded during the day.
Yes, it was.
The Bolivian water frog, up until recently, they thought there was only one left.
One
in captivity. His name is Romeo, and they wanted to see if they could find one more to breed.
Ooh.
So that the race of frog would not die out. So what did they do? They actually went on Match.com and made a frog video for Romeo.
Hi there. I'm Romeo, a Sehuencas water frog from Bolivia. I'm a pretty simple guy. I tend to keep to myself and love spending nights at home. I also love eating. Then again, who doesn't? I bet you're wondering, what's a frog like me doing in a place like this? Well, I'm here to find my match, just like you. Except my situation's a bit more urgent. If I don't find that one special lady soon, my entire species will be gone as we know it. No pressure.
Good news is that with
they found one?
They found four.
Oh, wow.
So they're going to try to keep the Bolivian water frog alive, which I think is fantastic.
I think that's great. Why don't we concentrate on stable economy, Bolivia?
Yes. The world's loneliest frog.
If you want to have a really good time, put them on a London subway train, and I'll learn to talk. Jesus, what's wrong with
Mike, we're going to close with a Florida story because I know that's where you still live, right?
Yes, it is. I live down here in Southwest Florida, West South Florida.
There was a problem in Miami in which a lady and a gentleman hooked up, and he took her back to his home. What I love about this story is not the fact that he had five Rolex watches, but he had five Rolex watches that he was carrying in a Crown Royal bag.
Oh, there you go.
Classy.
That's a problem.
The lady stole the watches, and it did not end well. We end on this story. This is a lesson to learn if you have five watches like this.
Brought the defendant back to the room, went to use the bathroom, and when he came out, he noticed that his Crown Royal bag containing five high luxury watches valued at $108,000 were missing. Questioned the defendant about the missing bag, and the defendant opened the hotel door and ran out. She was subsequently taken into custody. And in the course of taking the defendant into custody, when she was being processed, the watch was secreted in the area.
So the good news is, yeah. Mike, the four watches were Rolex Submariners.
They were Submariners.
Submariners. They were moisture resistant.
Up to 30 meters.
They didn't need 30 meters.
They all keep perfect time now.
That's your magic audio ball. Have a good Wednesday.
That's it. Another one in the can. We made it. Thanks
meters.
For joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message you'd like to hear in our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Remember the TMOS bonus show. It makes a great gift, people. Easy as pie to get. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Click the banner that says bonus. It's as easy as pie and just as tasty. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara thanking you for your continued amazing support for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Okay. Come on.
Goodbye, duties.